I hit it, but nothing happened. Let me see. No, it is now recording. Welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you. And thank you very much, Jeff, for asking me to speak. And thank you, everyone, for the honor of being able to speak to you today. Jeff asked me to speak on step 10. And so there's a lot to step 10. So I'm going to kind of start in on going somewhat quickly. And there are two pieces of the big book that I'd like to focus on too. So I went through a lot of step processes before I got to the BBA. And what the BBA did for me is that it tuned me into really having an experience with a power greater than myself. And I kind of had that experience in some of those other step processes. But with the BBA, I felt very grounded in knowing that something different was happening. And for me, it was the sense of a direction. And that's kind of the best that I can explain it. But what happened too was by the time that I got to step 9, I realized that I really did not want to do those making the approaches again. That was very scary for me. And it really like pushed me into being so receptive and so open to step 10. And what's worked for me, what's different with the BBA with step 10, is that I was really taught to, when I don't understand something, to take the words apart and use the dictionary. And that has helped me really, really go much deeper. And I will take each word apart and I'll use numerous dictionaries. I really love powerthesaurus.org because it gives me a lot of synonyms too. So that's something that's really, really helped me. Another thing that really, really helped me was I was fortunate because I did know Dan Sherman. And what Dan told me with steps 10 and 11 was that these are steps that are really mindfulness practices. And so what is mindfulness? So it's looking at my thought process. And so I start looking at my thought process when I get up. I turn to my higher power. I do some initial prayers. And then what I'm doing is I'm looking to see what my self-talk is. And I specifically, for myself, keeping it very simple is what works. So I'm looking for two things. I'm looking for when I'm angry and when I'm fearful. Those are the two things that really catch my attention. And those are the things that when I look at my negative self-talk is what's really kind of going around. So I keep it very simple. I'm beginning to go through my day and I'm listening to that speech. And what happens is I'm trying to catch it. And I'm not just looking for really big stuff. I did initially. I've been in the program for a long time now. And don't try to compare yourself with me because I've, you know, as we continue to grow, which is what it says in the book, new things happen and we're always trying to go deeper. That's one big thing the big book tells us is we're always trying to go deeper. So I'm looking also at trivial pieces, and especially for control and chaos. Control and chaos for me is really looking at emotional sobriety. And if I'm looking at my emotional sobriety, I want to be really focused on my thought process. So when something comes up for me, what I do is I immediately turn to my higher power. And some people, when they just even have that immediacy of turning, are able to reconnect with their higher power, because that's what I've done. I'm disconnected from my higher power, and I'm trying as fast as possible to reconnect. And that's why I'm watching that my thought process, or trying to the best of my ability. One of the things that I notice for myself is in the morning, I'm a morning person. So in the morning, it's much more easy for me to do that. When I start getting tired is when it gets much more foggy. So that's just something that I've noticed with myself. One of the things that it says after, when these crop up, we ask God at once to remove them. We discuss them with someone immediately, and we make amends quickly if we have harmed anyone. And I had a sponsor once who told me that this is somewhat vague. And what I was told was that in the 10th step, it's my opportunity to really directly listen and be directed by my higher power. And so when I'm directed by my higher power, I end up, and if I'm doing something like a mindfulness practice, I also may be directed to, in the 11th step, it tells us to be quick to see where religious people are right. So, and it also tells me to look at other books and things like that. So I can pull in other things that can help me with this. It's going to be unique for every one of us. I don't think anybody does it the same way, because our higher powers are all different and our direction is all different. And so what I do is I take a break. I look at what's going on. Sometimes that break is quickly and I can reconnect, and sometimes I can't. And sometimes I'm taking it into my 11th step in the evening to try to like really kind of look around if I'm still bothered by something. And then if I'm still bothered by it the next day or the next few days, I do formal 4-step inventory on it. I also know people who will take a look at the 10th step and will immediately start pulling in pieces of the 4th step. They'll pull in the realization. So it really is sitting with your higher power and taking these words and having an experience and experimenting to see what really works for you. And so I'll give you an example of something that happened this morning. Where I live, twice a year, you can make an appointment. You can set a bunch of stuff out in front of your house, and you can have a lot of trash picked up, like old chairs, refrigerators, things like that. And so my husband and I had, we'd gone through a little kind of shed that he has, and long story short, most of the stuff was in front of the house, but there was some stuff that we live on an alley, and there was some stuff that he had placed in the alley. And when I woke up this morning, it dawned on me that that stuff may still be in the alley, that I wasn't really sure if it all got put in front. And so I ended up going and seeing that it was there, and it looked very heavy. And so I immediately started getting bothered that, oh, I'm going to have to wake him up. You know, just all this stuff started going in my head. So I went, I got him. I just told him that there was stuff in the back, and then he was kind of grumpy. So I just went and I started doing it. I realized it wasn't that heavy. I could do it. And what happened to me was that I realized that it wasn't about I had a realization that pulled me back into connecting with my higher power, into releasing those that negative thinking. And that's what happens to me today. So those experiences where I would have gotten really bothered, where I would have, you know, said something, where I would have been nasty, I can, with this process, doing it as often as I do, I am able to see that my higher power works. And my higher power works with me almost like unconsciously or automatically today. And that's what I find so beautiful about keeping the practice up constantly with step 10. I can catch myself just so much more quickly. In the past, I would have been saying things to my husband. I would have just had all sorts of stuff going on. And that's not the reality of today. I want to focus just for a moment on, and we have ceased fighting anything or anyone. And that this paragraph I find is an extremely important paragraph to me. It's the vision for what I want in any 12-step program that I'm working. I can leave off the even alcohol, or I can put in even whatever I want, whatever I'm having difficulty for or with. And the pieces that I really like on it are that if tempted, we recoil from it as from a hot flame. And that's what I feel happened to me this morning, is that I recoiled from getting into that tug of war that I can very easily have had in the past. And we will see that our new attitude will be given to us without any thought or effort on our part. And that's what I'm looking for. That, for me, is a spiritual awakening. It's recovery. It's emotional sobriety. And there's a beautiful little promise after that. It says it just comes. Now, that is the miracle of it. We are not fighting it. We are neither avoiding temptation. And I want to talk a minute about fighting, because one of the things for me with control and chaos is that it's very important, and really with any of the 12-step programs, a lot of the thought process can be, especially for anybody in it, I feel, who's an addict, can be very, very negative. And I don't want to be fighting with myself. That is just as bad for me as any other piece. And it's also the beginning of me rolling into going out into a physical addiction. So being gentle has been something that's been really, really helpful for me. And this paragraph helps me do that. We've been placed in a position of neutrality, safe and protected. We have not even sworn off. So it's not about me saying I'm not going to eat sugar anymore, or I'm not going to do this anymore. That's going to come from my seventh step. And my seventh step, I also have noticed, is very, very connected with my 10th step. That when I'm doing 10th steps, I happen to see my character defects come up. And it's the seventh step that's going to help me, that trusting and relying on this higher power to lift in God's time. But I need to do the work. I need to be on top of my 4th steps. I need to be doing 5th steps. I need to be clearly doing 6 and 7. And 6 and 7 also was a very different experience in the BBA. And so the last sentence is, this is how we react so long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. The first 6 years of my program, I read that paragraph on a daily basis. I memorized it. I still today will go back and I will read it. I don't read it every day, but I do read it probably 5 out of 7 days a week. So with that, I'm going to close. And if you have questions, please feel free to ask them when we go into the sharing period. Thank you so much. And I really appreciated you listening.
Thank you so much. That's really wonderful. I'm going to go ahead and stop the